At home or on the road, game day is a journey. Whether through Mile High or deep into the black hole,
10-5, touchdown! Gets him again!
It always culminates here. This is Chiefs Rewind.
Chiefs fans have waited for this edition of Chiefs Rewind for a long time. A victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers, 23-13. Mitch Holtz is with you along with Chiefs reporter B.J. Kissel. I want to ask you about the Chiefs doing it when it mattered most. We can talk about stats, but at the key times they made plays, what'd you see?
Well, I know coming into this game, the last three games, Steelers had gone 2-1. Part of the reason they had done that is the pressure they created with their zone blitzes. They had forced 7 turnovers, only turned the ball over once in those last three games. Today was a different story. Chiefs didn't turn the ball over at all, which I think is a huge key in this game, but Chiefs got 3 turnovers, and you look at the guys who forced those turnovers, Derek Johnson, Eric Berry, and the Tom Ali, his second sack causing the fumble. You need your leaders to step up in big-time situations, exactly what those guys did.
Yeah, Tom had never had a sack against Pittsburgh, the only AFC team he didn't have a sack against. I said he played Wade Davis. He closed the deal on offense. I want to ask you about the offensive line. They shuffled it up again. Fisher moves over. Allen starts at right tackle. What about those guys, particularly against the Blitzberg approach?
Yeah, I just got out of there talking to Alex Smith about that. He said he felt comfortable. He thought they did a great job. Now, Pittsburgh's defense, when you watch them on tape, they bring pressure from everywhere. I mean, so they invented the zone blitz. So you look at what they were able to do, that Chiefs offensive line, and helping protect Alex Smith. And one of the plays, and then the play I'm going to think about and watch a lot this season, was the third down seam route to Travis Kelce. A perfect throw by Alex Smith across the middle. I asked Travis about it in the locker room. He said it was a perfect throw, but for a guy like Travis Kelce to go up and make that play, it was the biggest play in the game to me. Unbelievable.
I'm with you on that. Now, the Chiefs had fourth quarter leads against Denver, slipped away. Had a fourth quarter lead on Chicago, slipped away. Did not slip away today. What does this do for them confidence-wise, getting ready to go to London to play the Lions?
I think it does a lot for them confidence-wise. You needed to get that victory. They did it, and they did it in a fashion that was set up like the last couple of games. They were able to overcome that. You look at the offensive line. Look at Sharkandre West.
Wow.
And what he was able to do. I mean, Jamal Charles was the first person when he checked his phone that texted him after the game and said, congratulations. It's unbelievable the relationship those guys have and how much they're all rooting for each other. It's just a great big win.
Chiefs win at 23-13. Let's get more reaction. Let's go to the studio now with former Chief Danon Hughes and other Chiefs reporter Pete Sweeney.
Thank you, Mitch, and welcome into the 65 Toss Power Trap Studios. And Danon, we've been waiting a while to say it, a 23-13 win for the Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to head out to Arrowhead Stadium where the Chiefs return from Minnesota last week, needing the offense to improve in the first half, and it did so, Danon.
Yes, they did indeed, Pete. They started out and wanted to attack the perimeter of the Steelers' defense in the passing game as well as the run game. Alex Smith was on point, hitting multiple receivers in that opening drive. They couldn't get touchdowns on the board, but yet they were able to suck up the clock. 10 plays on that opening drive, spreading the ball around in great fashion.
You see Albert Wilson taking a few hits here, takes it 40 yards and one of the better plays in the first half. But no touchdowns, as you said. 9-3 Chiefs heading into the locker room. In the second half, the Chiefs' defense provides the spark. You're going to see a tipped ball here. Antonio Brown into the hands of Eric Berry for his first interception since December 2013.
Well, right place, right time for Eric Berry. And this play starts off with Derek Johnson reading the eyes of Landry Jones, gets a finger on the ball, and then Eric Berry comes through with the big turnover, first of the day for the Chiefs.
Short field for the Chiefs, and we knew no Jeremy Maclin in this game, so other players are going to have to step up. That's Albert Wilson for 17 yards, then into the hands of the rookie Chris Conley, takes it up 10 yards with some shifty moves right there. And then Sharkandre West right now finishes it off for a touchdown at 16-3 Chiefs in the third quarter.
Absolutely did a great job offensively. Now the next drive, the Steelers come through. A little bit of miscommunication, guessing on Sean Smith. Martavis Bryant comes up with the score. A wheel route at the top of the screen, secures it right inside inbounds and gets the touchdown.
16-10 in the fourth quarter. We talked all about it all week. Le'Veon Bell with his patience shows it right here. 42 yards into Chiefs territory. And then it's Tamba time.
Tamba Ali has done a great job in this game. Gets his sack, first sack of the day. And just a little twist stump between he and Dontari Poe. Miscommunication by the offensive line for the Steelers. Tamba with the big play.
So the Chiefs need to change the direction of the game. Travis Kelce, beautiful catch downfield for 26 yards. And then Sharkandre West takes over.
Yes, he does indeed. This is great blocking up front. Jeff Allen, LDT, wide receivers downfield, Albert Wilson. Sharkandre West, Andy Reid has said that he is the guy that he expected to be able to fill in admirably for Jamal Charles.
I thought Shark Week was only in the summer. I guess it's in October as well. And Alex Smith right here finishes the drive off with a touchdown, the first of his career for Chris Conley.
Great job right here. Alex Smith had a great day, only got sacked twice, but managed that offense in great fashion consistently throughout the day.
So it's 23-13, and the final chance for the Steelers snuffed out by Tamba Hali.
Tamba Hali using his speed move. Who knew he still had it in his repertoire, was able to get around Villanueva, a fill-in left tackle, takes advantage of him. This is the type of play we've been wanting to see in multiple games. We couldn't get it before. Now we got it today. Got the victory as well.
There's your final stat line. A lot of production from many different Chiefs. Right now we're going to head back out to Arrowhead Stadium to check up with them inside the locker room.
You mentioned an incredible week of practice that you guys were really focused on this week.
No, you know, we knew that the process was just to practice hard, do what we do, because we got great football players and bring a different kind of nasty to the game today. And for the most part, we did that. And when we were able to compete and execute, we were able to get the ball down the field and score a few touchdowns.
What does this do for you guys, man? I know y'all been through a lot the last 5 weeks. What does this do for you?
Yeah, man, we just stay grinding, man, and keep putting in work, and it's showing for us a payoff, man. And I hope we just build on this and get better, man. The offense played great today. The offensive line blocked today. I think we're starting to put it together, man. We can go far.
Mario, yes. What do you feel like first time getting in the end zone?
Man, I can't even explain it right now, man. Just it's a blessing, man. It's where I come from. It's a blessing.
Like a shot of adrenaline, that locker room. The Chiefs Kingdom has been waiting for that kind of locker room since the opening game at Houston. When we come back, we're going to check in with head coach Andy Reid, get his thoughts on the victory over Pittsburgh, and now the quick turnaround to get ready to go to London to take on the Lions. As Chiefs Rewind continues after this.
Chiefs Rewind is brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, the official car and truck of the Kansas City Chiefs, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, Live Fearless, the Kansas City Steak Company, taste, it matters, and by Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally.
Snap back, they fake it, slam, it is caught, and now it's going to be deflected, intercepted by Barry! Barry's got it on the pick, to the near side, Barry at the 40-45, off the deflection, Eric Barry, his second big defensive play of the game!
The offensive line, you changed things around a little bit this week. How well did they do?
You know, I thought they fought, and I thought that was important. It's not all going to be pretty, but the one thing you can do is you can battle. And I thought they got in there and they battled their tail off against a good defensive football team. And so, you know, I was proud of those guys for stepping up and playing the way they did.
You had a back that ran for over 100 yards, and it wasn't Jamal Charles. How good is he?
You know what? Sherkendrick is he's a good player. We've known that. It was just a matter of him getting enough opportunities to go out and show it, and he did that. He'll sleep well tonight. He'll be tired. But he runs hard. He's stronger than what you think. he's not the tallest guy, but he's put together pretty good. So I was impressed by the way he ran.
How were you able to stop a very good Pittsburgh offensive team?
Yeah, well, they were down to one of their young quarterbacks, who I think is a pretty good player. I mean, he really got after Arizona the week before, and he did some good things today. But pressure always helps on that. So we were able to, again, keep the run game within who I think this running back, I think, is one of the best ones in the National Football League, if not the best, now that 25's hurt. So we were able to keep that under control and then take care of pressure on him. I thought our secondary did a pretty good job for the most part. Made some plays back there. Eric Berry with a big interception.
What about the fans? How were they?
Yeah, fans were unbelievable. I mean, we needed them. They didn't give up with us being 1-5. And so they were right there every snap. There were a few Pittsburgh fans in there. They just drowned them out, which was a beautiful thing.
So, Dan, a very happy Andy Reid there. You heard him mention Sharkhandrick West a little earlier. And he had to step up for the Chiefs and did today.
Absolutely. You want to see a young man step up and take full advantage of his opportunities. And that's exactly what Charcandrick West did today. Had 22 carries. He was a versatile running back. And this is what we've known about him, watching him since training camp. And Andy Reid obviously has a lot of confidence in this young man. He can run the ball on the perimeter, runs the ball well between the tackles, and catches the ball also. Now you're starting to see a lot of his confidence come out, Pete, where he's running in space, he's running in traffic, he's not so much worried about ball security, and he's able to just be fluid and be an athlete on the field. 22 carries, 110 yards, and that one touchdown, a phenomenal day for the young man.
A total of 24.4 DraftKings points makes him our fantasy performer of the game. Remember, our fantasy performer of the game is brought to you by DraftKings.com. Go to DraftKings.com and use the promo code Chiefs to play for free today. When we come back, the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, has wide receiver Chris Conley outside the locker room at Arrowhead. Stay with us.
One second on the play clock. Alex Smith throws left side. Pass caught. Conley stretches out. Touchdown! Kansas City. Chris Conley has his first National Football League touchdown.
Welcome back to Chiefs Rewind, and a real big day here for the Chiefs rookie wide receiver Chris Conley. We'll get to why it's a big day, but I want to ask you first and foremost, Jeremy Maclin was on the inactive list. Didn't know if J-Mac was going to play. Now, what about you guys responding without Jeremy Maclin?
It was kind of one of those things that happened on short notice. We actually found out 10 minutes before we went out to start warming up for the game and shift in mindset, going from playing a lot of special teams today to playing mostly offense today. And the guys responded well. Alex was in his element. Mitch Morse held the line down. The offensive line controlled the line of scrimmage today. They gave us lots of time.
Now, first National Football League touchdown. It was gigantic, taken from 16-13 to 23-13. Walk us through that play and what it was like to get the first of what will be many.
It was a great play call by Coach Reed. He knew exactly what the defense was going to be doing. We had off coverage inside. Alex knew that. He gave me a great ball where I could catch it and I could turn up and get in the end zone. So great game planning and great execution.
I want to ask you about Charcandrick West, too. You mentioned the O-line, but Charcandrick finally getting a shot here. Mm-hmm. And what about his play today?
Charcandrick was in full and total beast mode today. Every single time that he had the ball, there was a tenacity about the way that he ran it. He protected it, and he just made plays after contact. I don't know how many yards after contact he had today, but he had a lot.
I want to ask you about the rookie class. No rookie class has played more snaps than the Kansas City Chiefs. You guys are tight. What about this class in building, not only from today, the rest of the year, to London, and then for the future?
This class has been is handpicked. You can tell by the nature of the guys that they have. They're all competitors. They're all guys who are team before me. And guys who have really taken the time to study what this team does offensively and defensively, even on special teams. They take it seriously, and they want to make plays.
One final question, Chris. Third and six, game's on the line. That's the play down the rail to Kelce for 26 yards. It just kind of opened everything up. Mm-hmm. The huddle at that time, knowing the urgency of the matter, what about the huddle there?
The huddle was intense today, but it was a good intensity. There was kind of a calm before the storm. It might have been loud in the stadium, but in the huddle it was nice and calm. Alex took charge and he said, hey, guys, you know what we have to do. You know where we're at. You know what point we're at in the game and what kind of plays we have to make. And then we went out and, Kel's excellent play, great throw.
So Chris Conley, a young receiver with a big day, the same exact thing can be said for Albert Wilson.
Absolutely, and you wondered. There was a lot of nail-biting, Pete, coming into this game because we didn't know what was going to happen with Jeremy Maclin. So we wanted to see who were going to be the playmakers today. Albert Wilson stepped up to the challenge, had six targets, three catches today, 71 yards, this big one here for 42 yards.
What are some of the things that he does that you specifically like?
Well, I like how he runs the routes. He obviously is a strong young kid. He has some speed, just hasn't been indoctrinated into the offense consistently as much as we would like to see. But he is a playmaker, and we saw that today.
All right, Daniel, right now we're going to go back out to Arrowhead Stadium where Mitch has Derek Johnson.
Someday he'll be on the Ring of Honor here at Arrowhead Stadium. With days like today, you'll know why. Derek Johnson, what about getting through, blasting, and finally getting to the right side of the column?
Well, it's hard to win in the NFL, and the losing streak that we've been on, it's been a bummer for us. But you got to have a strong mind. You got to have a short-term memory. And Coach Andy Reid kept saying, hey, we're not far off, man. I mean, we're losing, but, hey, remember, we're not far off. And that's just a testament to knowing that what he has in that locker room, bunch of great players, just trying to win, and today it paid off.
Takeaways today were big. You had three of them. They came into the day leading the league at +6. Your interception near the end of the second quarter, tell us about it.
Well, you know, you got Tom Ali and Justin Houston on the outside, so Landry Jones is he's definitely going to try to fit it in there, and I made sure I did my job, stay in my zone, and I was looking at him, I was like, I know he's not going to throw it. He threw it, and I'm like, okay, I still got a little vertical left in these 32-year-old legs, and I jumped up, and it was a great interception.
You have a pick six in you? I thought you might take it to the half.
You know what? I don't know. I was just trying to – I was making sure I caught the ball first.
Let's talk about doing it when it mattered the most, because you've said been close, but to do it when the game was on the line. I want to ask you about Tamba. He'd never had a sack against Pittsburgh. He got two, and you were able to close the deal. What was the difference today?
Well, they were scheming Justin Houston. I mean, he's the best rusher in the league, so they schemed him all the game and put two people on him, kept leaving Tamba Ali one-on-one most of the time, and we were on the sideline like, hey, Tamba, they're scheming Justin one-on-one. Tom Ali made his money today.
This is a Steeler team with a lot of weapons, but I want to ask you about Le'Veon Bell. Now, statistic-wise, he got out the gate a couple times, but what about just not letting him just torch you all day and then the other weapons that they have?
Well, they're a great offensive team. They didn't have Ben in there, but at the same time, they had a lot of great players around Landry Jones and, Antonio Brown, and you got Le'Veon Bell is a great player, great player. I have even more respect for him now.
You talk about your staples of this Chiefs team. Derek Johnson, definitely one of them. Another one is Eric Berry.
Eric Berry has been the heart and soul of this team, especially with what he had to endure throughout the offseason. Stepped up in a big way today, a force in the run game, Pete, as well as in the pass game. And that's what you need from your safety. That's what you need from one of your leaders, is a guy to make plays in crucial situations. Just like this one here, Pete. He was in the right place, right time, but had to secure the ball. That was a huge momentum shift for the Chiefs.
Now, we're talking about on-the-field play, but what does that do emotionally for a team to see him have a game like this?
It's incredible. You know what? The emotion is infectious. It's contagious in the locker room and on the field. And when you have a player like the caliber of Eric Berry, a Pro Bowl guy who's gone through so much, you want to see him succeed on the field. He was able to come through, led the team in tackles, had the interception, and you can see that his emotion resonated amongst the team.
All right, Dan, and well, right now we're going to close things in the studio, and then when we come back from break, we'll have Mitch and BJ with their final takeaways from Arrowhead Stadium. Don't go away.
You and I both talk about inactives on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network in the mornings before a noon start. You could hear the Chiefs Kingdom gasp when they knew Jeremy Maclin was not going to play. What about the guys who stepped up in his stead?
It's unbelievable. It's probably the biggest storyline in this game to me, is because Maclin coming to this game was questionable, and with him being out, you knew that Albert Wilson, Chris Conley were going to have to be two of the guys to step up, and they did. They made big-time plays. Some of the effort plays you saw from Albert Wilson, Chris Conley getting his first touchdown of his career, unbelievable. Those two combined 13 catches, 134 yards. When Maclin does come back, the fact that those guys got that experience, go out there and make plays, is only going to help this Chiefs offense moving forward. It is an unbelievable day.
Conley finds the end zone for the first time. We talked to him earlier. And then Wilson getting 240-plus plays in back-to-back weeks. That's all good. Your passport ready?
I got it. Let's go.
Here we go. It's the Lions. It's London. And the Chiefs will try to string two together, this time going across the pond to do it. For BJ Kissel, I'm Mitch Holtis. Thanks for joining us on this victory edition of Chiefs Rewind.